Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Stop the Hit.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The Federal Reserve will announce today whether it will continue to hike interest rates. That'll come at 2:30. The president has urged the Fed to lay off another hike, but the FT writes that since Fed officials have already signaled they will boost rates by a quarter point, if they didn't, it would look skittish and would send a downbeat signal about the economic outlook.
Here's the latest in the government funding debate. We are basically 65 hours from a government shutdown. And here are the dynamics after a day of reporting on Capitol Hill. Trump is a bit player. The White House has clearly decided it wants to be on the sidelines for this fight. Democrats offered two pathways in the Oval Office last week, and the administration hasn't responded to either of those. And yesterday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders took the position that they'll have to see what the Senate can produce, and then Trump will decide what to sign. It's a curious stance, but they clearly want some space from this deal and to set up the public position that the president has no choice but to sign whatever Congress produces late Friday.
Senior White House officials have told us the following things. A shutdown is inevitable because the president will hold strong. He wants a seven-bill omnibus with $1.6 billion in border security, and he'll declare that a victory. He wants a short-term deal. He does not want a short-term deal, and he'll see what the Senate produces. The Senate is talking, but not getting too far. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer discussed a seven-bill deal that would fund government for a year, but it also included a $1 billion pot of money that Trump could use for his immigration policies. That money could not be used to buy a wall, but Democrats say it could be used for things like detention beds, so they aren't much interested in approving it.
As Friday draws closer and closer, a stopgap spending bill is becoming more and more likely. The short-term spending bill under discussion would provide funding through sometime in February. For Democrats, this is better than January, when Nancy Pelosi will be trying to stand up her majority. But it practically guarantees a funding showdown in the second month of the new Democratic House majority. The House is basically just watching at this point. There was some concern that attendance will stink this week, but the GOP whip operation is somewhat confident that they will have people in town through Friday. The real problem will be if Trump continues to sit on his hands. Some House Republicans may decide they aren't going to walk a plank for a president who can't say what he supports, senior Republicans tell us. House Republicans are meeting at 9 a.m. Thursday.
House Democrats will clearly view anything that doesn't include a wall as a victory. A stopgap funding bill until February stinks, no question about that, but the ground shifts massively toward Democrats' favor next year. The White House has indicated they are asking cabinet secretaries to find money that could be reprogrammed for a wall, but the dig-in-the-couch-cushion strategy is fun, but it's not tethered to reality. Some agencies can reprogram money, but only up to a certain amount until Congress needs to approve.
The Washington Post is up with a look on Speaker Paul Ryan's career and how he was once the future of the party. Bloomberg is reporting that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is downplaying Trump's promise of a 10% middle-class tax cut. While on the world stage, the New York Times is reporting that hacked European cables show lots of anxiety when it comes to dealing with Trump and Russia and Iran.
Big news last night, the Senate approved Trump's criminal justice overhaul, the biggest change to the system in decades. On the investigations front, Darren Samuelson and Josh Gerstein report the mysterious subpoena dispute with the special prosecutor appears to be a company owned by a foreign country. An appeals court ordered the company to comply with the subpoena.
And Politico has some news. We're adding muscle to the Hill team with Andrew Desiderio from The Daily Beast and Melanie Zanana from The Hill joining the Capitol Hill team. Nolan McCaskill is moving over to the 2020 team as a national political reporter. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will have lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 12:30 p.m. He and First Lady Melania Trump will attend Christmas receptions at the White House at 5:15 and 7:30 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.